Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Two rulings on the Kim Davis case. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead to talk about this important issue. Well, the Federal Court of Appeals, sitting in Cincinnati, Ohio, that governs Ohio and Kentucky and some surrounding states, has now issued two opinions in the former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis's appeals. The cases are Ermold versus Davis and Yates versus Davis and Miller versus Davis. In this case, what ultimately happened is the two different cases were seeking different things. In the Miller appeal, the Court of Appeals ruled that the Commonwealth of Kentucky is liable for attorney's fees, not Rowan County, nor Kim Davis. So that's good news for Rowan County and also Kim Davis, but I don't think they should be entitled to any attorney's fees. In the other case, Ermold, the court agreed with the lower court that Kim Davis is not protected by what's called qualified immunity. In other words, she could be sued as an individual for damages. Now, there's no final ruling on whether Kim is liable for damages. Matt, this case, as the court noted, is at a very early stage and no discovery has been conducted, and therefore the case will go back down to the lower trial court for additional discovery and litigation.
Now, Matt, the Kim Davis case has been going on for years now, and
we haven't talked about it in a while. We should
who might be stepping in and hearing about it for the first time. Who is Kim Davis?
Yeah, Kim Davis.
What is underlying all
this? It's an amazing story about Kim. She became the elected county clerk in Rowan County. Her mother had been the elected county clerk for about 30 plus years, and she decided to retire. So she ran for office in 2014, and she took office in January of 2015. And of course, that's when the Supreme Court was deciding the case on so-called same-sex marriage coming out of Kentucky and other places. At the end of June, the 5-4 opinion came down and said that these laws that had licenses, or that said that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that marriage licenses are only for men and women joining together in marriage, they said it was unconstitutional. That resulted in stinging dissents, one of which was Chief Justice John Roberts, that said these were five lawyers with their own personal opinion and that the ruling was not based on the Constitution nor on the court's precedents. Well, at any rate, what happened was Kim Davis had sought ahead of time an accommodation for her religious beliefs and the other clerks. But no one in the legislature was willing to take action. And of course, then there was a Democratic governor, Stephen Beshears, who was on the other side of this issue. So what Kim did was she ended up stopping the issuance of all marriage licenses. No marriage licenses. Now, in Kentucky, you can go to any county and get a marriage license. Doesn't matter. You can go to anyone. You don't need to go to Rowan County, whether you live in Rowan County or not. You can get it anywhere. So what happened is they wanted to target Kim Davis, and so some same-sex couples sought a marriage license from the Rowan County Clerk's Office, and they wanted Kim Davis's name on it. Well, what ultimately happened was she wasn't issuing any marriage licenses, so they filed a lawsuit. And as a result of that lawsuit, Kim Davis spent 6 days in jail. You remember that. And that issue then transcended this case from a local state case to a national and then international case. And she was ultimately released from jail after 6 days. But they wanted now a marriage license with her name on it. They never got one.
So it wasn't about the marriage license. It was about forcing her to assent.
Right.
To verify, to consent, to give her blessing, if you will, to the counterfeit same-sex marriage.
They couldn't have got a marriage license at other counties. It didn't have to go to Rowan County.
They wanted a trophy with Kim Davis's name on it. It's just like the cases involving the bakers or the florist. These people could go down the road and get the same service, perhaps even better service for somebody who had their heart in what they were wanting to do.
Right. But it's all about punishing.
But they didn't
that
want
person.
That. They want to yeah. punish somebody
it's
who
about
has
forcing others to sign off on their demands.
Right.
Is what it is.
So what ultimately happened is the election occurred between the Democrat and the Republican, and the Republican won. Unprecedented.
Matt Bevin.
He won in December. He took office in December, and the first act that he did in the first week of his governorship, he issued an executive order giving a religious accommodation to people like Kim Davis so that they could opt out. You didn't have to, as a county clerk, issue a hunting license if you had some opposition to killing animals. But if you had a religious belief regarding marriage, there was no accommodation. So it wasn't unprecedented for Kentucky to give that accommodation in other areas. That's what she sought. Governor Matt Bevin eventually gave her that. And then in April of 2016, the legislature, Democrats and Republicans, unanimous with not a single dissenting vote, voted to pass a law that was eventually signed by Governor Matt Bevin. And it gives religious accommodation to all of the clerks in Kentucky, not just Kim Davis. So she ultimately won the case. The case then became what's called moot. The case is over. It's done. Kim Davis got the religious accommodation she sought from the very beginning, from the governor and from the legislature. Well, what ultimately happened was the parties in the case filed for attorney's fees. The magistrate ultimately ruled against them, and the judge ruled against them, went to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals ultimately sent the case back down. Instead of it being over, sent it back down for further development. The lower court, Judge Bunning, ultimately issued the ruling, and that case then went back to the Court of Appeals, and that's the decision that just came down. One of them saying that one of the parties that sought attorney's fees can get the attorney's fees, but it has to come from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Well, it's the Commonwealth of Kentucky under Stephen Beshears that ultimately did not grant the religious accommodation. So Kim Davis nor the county is liable in that case. But in the other case, they ultimately filed an individual lawsuit in her official capacity, but also in her individual capacity, meaning she has no protection as a government official. And that if they win, she ultimately has to pay personally, not Rowan County, not the Commonwealth. And so they've sought, quote, damages, close quote, against her in the individual capacity. We argued that she was protected by what's called qualified immunity. And it makes sense. Why? Because there was no clearly established law. It just happened. And under Kentucky law, particularly, and this is what the president of the Senate actually said in his brief, following the Supreme Court's opinion, that struck down the laws, that meant that the legislature had to act to ultimately address the issue. While a court can strike down a law, it can't create a law to replace
it. Kentucky never did that.
And Kentucky, in that meantime, never did that. And Kim's work as a county clerk is completely regulated by state law. And according to state law, if Kim or any other county clerk were to issue a license not authorized by Kentucky statutes, that can be a very serious penalty under Kentucky law.
So she was in compliance with the existing law.
And that's exactly what the then president of the Senate of the Commonwealth of Kentucky stated in an amicus brief, that the laws had been, in his words, shredded following the Supreme Court's opinion, and that the legislature had to act. He filed the brief in defense of Kim Davis on our behalf. So this case will continue. Unfortunately, it's still not over. This is now 2019. This case began in 2015. This is the fourth plus year of its existence. And now they're trying to come after Kim Davis personally. Why? Because they want to punish her. And this is the same MO that you see in this radical LGBT agenda, trying to punish individuals because of their Christian convictions. They're not content with just simply accommodation. They don't want any religious accommodation. They want you to participate and promote their agenda. Pray for Kim Davis. The case is continuing. And visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, to follow this and other cases. And you can become a partner with Liberty Counsel also on that website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.